Let's talk about some of the people you've worked with as a sideman. John Fogerty, Boz Scaggs, Neil Young.
You know, another thing that you did up here that I've always been enormously fond of is this Carlos Santana solo album, Havana Moon.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite albums. He, Carlos, has put together some of the best bands that rock and roll has ever known.
Well, he's got his Latin percussion guys.
Yeah.
He's got the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
He's got the Tower Power Horns.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And Booker T. Jones on organ.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
With Jerry Wexler producing.
Yeah, we had a great time. Lightning. I love this album. This is one of my favorite albums. We did this right here in San Francisco, right not far from here. That was a fun time. And even Willie sang one of these songs. They all went to Mexico. But yeah, Havana Moon, I sang on that song with the accent. Have you heard it? It's funny. But oh yeah, and Greg from Santana sang Watch Your Step.
Booker T and the MGs.
On the Booker T and the MGs box set
yeah.
is a track Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Yeah.
From your tour with Neil Young. I assume that that came out of backing up Neil Young at that Dylan concert in 93 at Madison Square Garden?
Probably, yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What was it like for you guys to work as Neil Young's backup band?
Well, that was a surprise. They did a great job putting this box set together, Bill Belmont and the people at Fantasy. So it was a great experience. A surprise. You know, he likes to take chances.
Now, a lot of his bands tend to be kind of loose and all over the place. That's not the MGs.
No. A point of contention also there between Neil's producer and the band. Neil's producer at the time was David Briggs. I think he had a problem with that. But I think Neil liked the contrast of playing with a tight band. It produced mixed results. Neil is something of an enigma to me musically because he likes it both ways, I think. I think he likes it to be unrehearsed and unorganized, but at the same time to be together. I could be wrong. I don't know.
How did you come to do As Years Go Passing By with Boz Scaggs? Isn't that an old Albert King song?
Yeah. Boz is an Albert King fan.
From the album The Best of the Columbia Records Radio
that,
Hour.
That was Steve Berkowitz put that together of Columbia Records. And he put that together in New York. Uh-huh. It was a sort of an unplugged type of show. Boz is a good guy. Yeah, he loves the blues.
There is nothing I can do if you leave me here to cry. There is nothing I can do if you leave me here to cry. Cause my love will follow you as the years go passing by. That's one thing you can't deny. I give you all I own. That's one thing you can't deny. But my love will follow you as the years go passing by. So long, farewell, goodbye. you as the years go passing by.
We're talking with Booker T of Booker T and the MGs this week on Selvin on the City, and we'll be back with more after this.